The Hispanic Republicans of Texas launched Tuesday. The Political Action Committee's Jacob Monti says the state's large minority population needs more representation. And if you pair up traditional Hispanic values with GOP values, it makes sense for Hispanics to find that representation in the Republican Party.
When you look at the value of education, the value of patriotism, the value of religion, the value of being pro-life, all of those are very Latino values.
And when you're talking about Hispanic beliefs in general, and specifically those of Hispanic Catholics, GOP social conservative views do tend to match up pretty well. But jump to other topics pushed by the Republican Party, and there's a disconnect, one that Monti acknowledged during the HRT's initial press conference.
We just need to do a better job of reminding our Latinos that Republicans don't have horns and don't all live in country clubs. There's a lot of Latinos that share those values, and we need to do a better job of reaching them.
The GOP as rich devils image painted by Monti has gotten a boost this year from Democrats who are quick to point to things like Arizona's controversial new immigration law. The message from Democrats to Hispanics has been, elect Texas Republicans, and those same laws will come to Texas. While there are a few state lawmakers poised to file legislation duplicating the Arizona law, Governor Rick Perry has said he doesn't see Texas adopting a similar measure. Republican State Party Chair Steve Munisteri says this single Democratic tactic won't win any elections, but he'll spend the next few months making sure Hispanic voters understand Arizona isn't a priority for the Texas GOP. Beyond that, he says it's all about outreach.
You have to be in the Hispanic community to court them. And I think that has been the greatest lacking of the Republican Party.
Munisteri has hired new staff specifically to cultivate those connections. He says it's about going to the people where they live, not just telling them to come to the GOP. Munisteri plans to put representatives at Hispanic chambers of commerce, lawyers groups, real estate groups, anywhere he can make that personal connection.
It doesn't work just to say our party is open to Hispanics, we're not prejudiced, we want you. You have to do so much more than that. You have to be active and develop relationships with people on both a personal and business level.
Some would argue it's a relationship that's been lost over the last couple of decades, as Republicans have pushed for tougher and tougher immigration laws. Some trace this split back to the passage of Proposition 187 in California, which blocked state services for undocumented immigrants. After it passed, Democrats used it as a campaign issue and were able to defeat statewide Republicans in successive elections. Duff Sundheim heads up California Republicans Aligned for Tomorrow, a group focused on finding and backing moderate Republicans who could have a better chance to win statewide elections. He says the Prop 187 effect is overblown, that it's more about the party having trouble winning individual elections than voter backlash. He says GOP success with Hispanics, just like with any voter, comes from connecting with their priorities.
People that show that they're sensitive to the issues that are important to the Latino community, which is jobs and education, would do very well with those voters.
He says success also comes from efforts like those of the new Hispanic Republicans for Texas.
Well, I think the first thing and the most important thing is to have Latino leaders running for office.
Which brings us back to the GOP outreach in Texas. HRT had about $50,000 to spend at its launch to help candidates across the state. Not much, but leaders hope to raise and spend much more by November. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.